What's up, everyone? Howard Pinsky here, taking a look at a really cool change in Photoshop CC 2015 multiple layer styles. Previously, if you want to add multiple drop shadows to a layer, you would have to double click on one of the layers in your layers panel, add the drop shadow, accept it, and then take that layer, put it into a group, double click on it, and add another drop shadow to that group in order to have multiple layer styles on that one layer. Pretty tedious, but in Photoshop CC 2015, that all changes. You can now add multiple drop shadows, multiple strokes, and multiple other layer styles directly to one single layer without having to do anything fancy. Let's hop into Photoshop and take a look. All right, here we are in Adobe Photoshop CC 2015 with the background you just saw a moment ago. And in the center here, I have my YouTube plaque, which I want to add to this shelf. And at the moment, it doesn't really look like it belongs here because it doesn't contain any shadows. And looking around the scene, we have at least two shadows from the right and possibly one shadow from the left that we have to mimic. So let me go ahead and zoom in here so we can see what we're working with. I'm going to move the plaque right over here to make it look like it's sitting on the shelf. And then I'm going to double click on the layer to bring up my layer styles dialog box. Now the first thing you might notice is that there are plus buttons and arrows. The plus buttons indicate that you can add multiple of those layer styles to a single layer. You can add multiple strokes, inner shadows, color overlays, gradient overlays, and drop shadows. So let me go ahead and add my first drop shadow. For this one, we're going to try and mimic the harder light coming from the right. So I'm going to pan over to the right a little bit just so I can see both lights over here. And now I can begin. I'm going to set the angle at 0 degrees. I'm going to change the blend mode to overlay, increase the distance just a little bit. The size is looking pretty good, but I'm going to increase the opacity to around 100%. Now, traditionally in past versions of Photoshop, if I want to add a second shadow, I would have to accept these layer styles, put this layer into a group, and then add a second drop shadow to that group and continuing that process for each additional shadow that I want to add. But now in Photoshop CC 2015, I can simply press the plus button, and that will add an additional shadow. So for this one, I'm going to change the blend mode to soft light, increase the distance quite a bit, increase the size to make it much softer, and then maybe decrease the opacity a little bit. And we now have two shadows, and I can go back and make some tweaks if I have to. I'm going to decrease the opacity of the top shadow just a little bit, and that looks pretty good. I'm going to go ahead and add one more shadow, and this one I'm going to make it come from the left. So I'm going to enter 180 degrees for the angle. I'm going to decrease the distance, decrease the size, decrease the distance a little bit more, and maybe increase the opacity just a touch. And just like that, I've gone ahead and added three separate shadows to a single layer without having to add that layer to a group and add additional layer styles. And this can be done again with drop shadows, gradient overlays, color overlays, inner shadows, and strokes. And that will do it. I hope you guys are enjoying the new updates to Adobe Photoshop CC 2015 and all the other Creative Cloud apps that just received updates. If you're a Creative Cloud member, the updates are available to you right now. And if you're looking to learn any of these applications, from Photoshop to After Effects to Illustrator, from start to finish, beginner to advanced, head on over to lynda.com/Howard. I'm hooking you guys up with a 10-day completely free trial. You can watch thousands upon thousands of videos from some of the world's best instructors. And I guarantee you, from personal experience, you will learn a ton. I've been using Lynda for about 4 years now, and I've learned so much, not just in Photoshop, but Microsoft Excel. I learned on lynda.com. Believe it or not, I did. So head on over to lynda.com/Howard, sign up for your 10-day free trial, and I'll see you guys in my next video. Take care. Now take a look at what happens as I start sliding it to the right. Photoshop starts to magically remove a lot of the haze from the photo. And it doesn't just remove the heavy haze, it also starts to remove some of the light haze as well.